It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
There is always so much going on in the world of real estate. We like to look around the area and even beyond to find out what's happening and new information you need. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, we are feeling the effects of, we've been kind of having record lows, record since 2014 in pending sales for December and November both. So we're feeling the effects of that now, because we always talk about pendings being a leading indicator. And because we had such low number of pendings in November and December, we're now only set to close. We only have, 3 business days left in January? And there have only been 57 closings in Douglas County in January. So for reference, last month was 86. That was the lowest month since 2014. So having 57 right now with only a few days left in January, it's going to be, will we hit 70 closings in these next 3 days? Maybe. But even that is 16 below what we had last month. So our closings are way down, and it's because of our low number of pendings we've had the last couple of months. Another interesting stat, if I look at these 57 closings so far in January, the median sale price of those 57 closings is $265,000. So that would put us back to January of 2021 median sale price 2 years ago. For reference, last year was $299 in January was the and people go off median sale price instead of average when we're talking about this. And the reason for that is that's where right in the middle of, rather than trying to average out, you know, when you have, you're comparing $2 million, well, not a lot of those, $1 million sales with, you know, $30,000 sales, the average kind of gets skewed. So we always talk about median when we're trying to talk about prices in a certain area.
Now that we've gotten past the holidays, are you seeing more people checking out, getting into the market to sell their home, or people out looking?
Absolutely. So that's the good news. So remember, closings are a lagging indicator. So this low number of closings that we're going to have this month is really a snapshot of what our market looked like the previous 2 months. And rates were higher then. Rates were in the sevens, and then they went to the high sixes. And right now we're sitting at about 6.18. Even FHA and VA, they're actually below six, so in the fives, which is historically great. You know, compared to last year, we're up about 2.4% above where we were a year ago. Instead of, you know, in October, we were 4% higher than we were a year before, the previous October. So the leading indicators in January is where the good news lies. So we have already, so there's been 100 listings so far in January and 117 pendings already. So we have 3 more days. We might end up somewhere in 125. And that's not bad. So last January, there was 144 listings and I believe 121 pendings. So our pendings are actually right on par with where they were a year ago. Now, albeit they're pending for lower prices. I'm calling it now. It's kind of like watching the news. We're close enough to the end of January. This is going to be the first month where we have year-over-year decline in price, meaning January of this year versus January of last year. January of last year was $299. We're sitting right about $265 right now. It's going to be quite a shock. But everybody needs to remember, that is what our market looked like in November and October and December, the previous 2 to 3 months. The outlook from now, leading indicators are showing that the market's doing better. But we're not going to see that show up in the statistics for another 2 months.
Interesting. When you're following the numbers, we saw so many months where prices just kept going up and up and up, kind of like the stock market. Sometimes you just get used to expecting that, and then it shifts, and you've got to adjust, which may impact, you know, if somebody was thinking about selling, maybe they're going to wait for a while.
Yeah, it depends on, it's a catch-22, depends on why they're selling, because if you're going to sell in a market that is declining or going down, you're also going to be buying in the same market. So they'll be paying less for the house that they buy, even though they're getting less for their house now. Great time to get into a market if you're not, if you don't have anything to sell and you're just starting to buy. It's a pretty good time to get in because our prices, people have been waiting for this, especially investors. There was a property that came on the market off of Newton Creek Road for $180,000. It was a pretty good either flip property or rental property. I was talking to the listing agent. There's already six offers, and he's had over 60 calls on it. That is crazy considering what we've been going through the last year. Those are all investors, mostly. I mean, somebody might want to live there, but it's a cash-only property at $180,000. But that tells me the smartest people in the business, which were investors, are finally like saying, okay, it's time. The prices are where we want them. They must think we're near the bottom. It's where they're going to start going back up because they are coming out in droves to look for inexpensive properties to either flip or rent out.
So as these people,
another good indicator.
Yeah, and as these people get back into things, can that ultimately turn the decline in average price,
yep,
kind of turn it around?
You got it. So because we're having more pendings than we are having listings, our inventory is shrinking again. So if you look at the entire country, I was looking some stats today. The U.S. has 60% more listings than they did a year ago, or 69% more. We're shrinking, actually, at 314. We haven't had this few listings since June because buyers are coming back, rates are going down, investors are back, and we're not getting enough listings. So because there's not going to be very much inventory, that is going to put pressure on prices again, which is why I believe we're near the bottom. I think in another few months, because I'm tracking leading indicators, prices will start to inch back up again.
Interesting. Boy, there's a lot to digest there. And if people have been contemplating a change, maybe they just want to get a different property, maybe it's time to downsize, maybe it's time to upsize, definitely some wise counsel from professionals would go a long way to making what is generally the biggest decision financially you make in your life.
Yeah, and it's important to note that when somebody like me is giving out stats for the whole county, it's taking all areas and mixing it up and giving you the average and the median. Each area is different. If you look at like Melrose, for example, you know, I'm saying the median sale price so far this month is 265, but in Melrose, the median sale price is 430. So it just depends on where you're looking. So it is important, whether you're thinking about buying or selling, to talk to a realtor about your particular area that you're interested in. And what type of property also matters. So you got to, I'm giving a big picture, but once you start to go to sell, instead of looking at all of the county, we're going to maybe look at your town or possibly even just your neighborhood when we're talking about prices. So it is very important to deep dive into each area that you're interested in, talk to a professional that has access to all these statistics.
So talk about your website and how folks can access you.
Yeah, our website is theoregonlife.com, and you actually can search the entire state. I know a lot of companies, you can only search RMLS, but we're actually members of every MLS in Oregon, so those are all available on theoregonlife.com. You can always see us at 603 Southeast Jackson downtown, or just Google Oregon Life Homes, you'll find us.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.